Saturday, December 21st. I believe I'm about to catch my second wind. At 10 o'clock this morning, Sally Price came over with lots of samples of chips and pretty things, and we explored Lucy's and Linda's bedroom and the possible little sitting room for Lucy and decided what would go pretty with what, and looked in the two rooms here in the Capitol, here in the White House, where they keep furniture, and had various pieces moved up, remembering always Lyndon's watchword, economy, economy, because I mustn't buy anything if anything they already have will do. I think we found some delicious things, but I'll have to look at them over and over and then decide. Then there was lunch on a tray, and a quick talk with Dr. Stanton, whom I hope very much to be able to persuade to come down and help us out in some capacity. Our pool of the high caliber brains like his is not too deep and wide, and we need him. So I gave him the best sales talk I could. Into the beauty parlor in order for one of the inevitable picture takings, this time a family in the family sitting room for what was called the birthday picture. And then a change of clothes and into the oval room, that beautiful yellow room for lots of pictures that I think will be used by the Saturday Evening Post. It was about that time that I got the shattering news. Congress had thrown some roadblocks. They were not going to adjourn. We were not going home Sunday. But in other words, things were in just about a bad state of inactivity in regard to legislative matters as they could be. I had some feeling of the amount of effort Lyndon must have put in to trying to make that a productive day in Congress, his old home. So I went over to Lyndon's office, knowing full well that there wasn't anything I could really do, but just with that same instinct that leads you to call on like your friends when they're sick, and knowing this is a bad time for Lyndon and wanting to pat him on the back. He suggested I call Bill White to come over and have dinner with us, and we have a swim first. I did, then went back, and pretty soon the Bill Whites joined me around the pool. We sat there having a drink and discussing Bill's book on Lyndon, which hopefully will come out in the middle of the summer, possibly within the next 6 months. And then Lyndon had a little bit of a swim, then dinner at 10:30, which was not unusual back in the old days when he was majority leader. Then we went down to take another look at the film, Mr. President. So to bed.